Today we're talking about the five things that happen once an INFJ finally chooses themselves. INFJs go through life and are always concerned about what's going on with others. It's an automatic response. It's our default state. We're really keenly aware if other people have problems, if they're happy, what they're going through, because we're hypersensitive to that. But we have to remember, this is a skill. That's not who we are. We have just learned to go through life doing this. But once you get to a place where you understand, I have to consciously take a different route. I, as an INFJ, have to start choosing me. Because my life is not going to change if I continue doing the same things I've been doing over and over again. If I want to change something, I'm the one who has to change. So let's look into what that means, because this isn't a process that's going to be easy. It's not a process that comes intuitively. It's a conscious choice step by step that will change your life forever. So let's talk about the five main things that are going to happen once you make that choice and you start pulling through. Before we get started, remember, if you haven't done this so far, to download the free poster on the INFJ Epic Life Formula. It will be a great guide that will show you how to get to the life you always wanted as an INFJ. It tells you where to look at, what steps to take, and how to make real changes in your life. And if you want to go deeper, if you want to get to the root of it, if you want to have all the information available to make these steps happen today, then get the INFJ Epic Life Audio Guide. Everything you need to know, you can find in the links in the description. The first thing that happens when an INFJ finally chooses themselves is boredom. And we have to not only expect that, we have to embrace that. This is going to happen. We are so used to anxiety. We're so used to looking for external problems to fix that if you choose yourself, if you choose peace, it is the equivalent of dying. Because it feels like, you know, nothing is happening. You're just settling. You're saying, okay, I'm just going to sit over there. I'm going to give up any joy in my life. And, you know, I'm just going to give up and be done. That's how it feels like in this moment. And we have to know this beforehand, because otherwise we will have those choices constantly and choose to go towards things that are not healthy, that are toxic, but exciting at the same time. It is so much better at first sight to feel something, although it might be negative, than to not feel anything at all. But that's exactly the trigger that is supposed to tell us, do something you've not done before. Choose boredom. Because this boredom isn't going to stay. It's not like you're going to choose your life and it will stay boring like this forever. But before you can, you know, create excitement in your life, you have to first create a safe foundation. A foundation that you know no matter what will give you stability, will give you peace of mind, will give you clarity. And as INFJs, we very often shy away from that foundation. Again, because that's what we've been conditioned to. So before we can even change that entire approach, we have to choose the boredom. We have to be aware that this is where the solution lays, and that through that boredom, we're going to change the entire game. The second thing that happens is we start creating appreciation for our own situation. We start creating appreciation for everything we have created so far. Right? This has everything to do with the fact that we have closed all other doors. So if you as an INFJ constantly think about how to fix your friend's problems, how to get enmeshed in another person's emotional state, you have the best opportunity to not even look at what's going on within you. And once you've closed all those doors, you know, because you've chosen boredom, because you've said, like, I rather have the stability, I rather have me than all that toxic stuff going on around me, you know, and you're confronted with that boredom, you start to actually get used to it. You understand that this boredom is actually, as we said, a peaceful stability. And then all those positive emotions that you have all along, because you have to remember as an INFJ, you do have positive emotions all the time. You just have them towards other people. And you have them towards other people in a sense of, oh, that person is suffering. Let me create a positive perspective for that person so they can get themselves out of it. How can I use my knowledge of people in order to make, you know, their journey easier? That's positive impulse. We're just completely neglecting ourselves in the process, but not anymore. So once you've closed those doors, and by the way, that does not mean that you cannot help others. It just means that if you decide to help others, it will always happen outside of that core that is meant for your own stability. Like there's a part of you that's not up for the bait. And within this area, you know, where you said, I'm going to choose boredom. Now I get used to it. I understand that this will just be my new normal. And this feeling of boredom actually, you know, just vanishes. You start to put that positive spin on your own life. You start to realize how much you have going on in your life. Maybe for the first time. Maybe for the first time ever, you are proud of what you've created for yourself. You tap yourself on the shoulder for all the sacrifices you made to come this far, for your consistency, for your boldness, for your desire and your bravery for a better life. And this feeling of appreciation is an incredible ingredient for the next step. Because for the first time, maybe, you know, since you were a small kid and you did those natural things just automatically, you start to get excited about your own life. You start getting excited about creating something great in your own life. Not for others, but for you. Maybe for the first time ever, as a conscious adult, you get excited about creating a future for yourself that is based on what you do and what you create, and it's something that gets you motivated to actually take action. The third thing that happens is the INFJ starts building up energy. We as INFJs, we have so much energy when it comes to pulling through, you know, hard situations, when it comes to being a survivor. We're able to be martyrs. There's a reason why there's the stereotype, because we're perfect at, you know, keeping our head above water when everything else is pretty much collapsing. And this is our go-to way of life. Meaning we give all our energy away, you know, we try to help others when in reality we're probably just enabling them. And the only energy I'm allowed to keep for myself is the energy necessary to, you know, barely survive. So this typical metaphor of being able to hold my head above water. But now you are actually blocking all ways of energy just to go out without it first going through you. There is no other choice. You've set those boundaries, you've chosen boredom, you start appreciating your life. And the thing that happens is you start building up energy. And for most of us, this will be a feeling we're actually not used to, because we never let it get this far. We're so used to the survival mode that the moment energy comes into our life, we need to give it away, but not anymore. And when you make those choices, you recognize how this energy keeps building up. And the best metaphor for this, on the other hand, is this cup of energy that is then overflowing, right? We want to fill up our cup of energy, and then with all the energy that's overflowing, that's what we give out. That's when we can give without expecting anything in return, without there being any codependent situations. And before we even get to the place where we're able to give out energy, our cup first has to, you know, be filled up. And that's exactly what happens. You start feeling more and more energetic day after day. Sometimes it feels like, oh, I feel younger than I did 5 years ago. How is that possible? Well, it's possible because we're not giving our energy away on things that, you know, just give us the quick satisfaction of, oh, you're a good human being. You deserve to be liked by others because you're giving so much more than you're expecting back. Right? This is our default state. This is not what we're doing anymore. We're choosing ourselves. And when this happens, the INFJ recognizes that our capacity for energy is so much bigger than we ever thought possible. The fourth thing that happens is the INFJ actually starts taking action towards their INFJ epic life. Because you have to find a way to really express that energy. It's like this natural thing. And, you know, before we put it everywhere we could, but now we recognize the only place I can put this is making my vision a reality. It's not our first go-to. Our first go-to thought is, you know, helping others, maybe imagining things, being in mental situationships, all those ways of escaping our own life. But when we choose ourselves and our energy is built up and we have appreciation for our life, you inevitably say, I have to make this happen. I need an outlet, and the only outlet I see is bringing my vision to life. And as INFJs, this is not an easy step to take, because up until this moment, we felt in order to make this happen, in order to bring our vision to reality, you need a lot of physical energy. That has everything to do with our fourth function, so extroverted sensing. And although we value it a lot, it's not something that comes easily to us. But when you know you don't have another choice, you're going to do it anyway. And when you do that, you recognize that I don't need to have as much physical energy as everybody else, because my superpower is my vision. My superpower are my ideas. And so I'm going to use the energy that I do have to make strides toward, you know, creating the life I know is possible into the real world. And one of the things we do in bootcamp, for example, and it's also part of the audio guide, is to really recognize that you can improve your physical energy as much as possible so you can make those steps happen. And you'll have this internal force that will push you towards that. So every INFJ who chooses themselves, who've said like, you know, I'm not going to go down the road I've always gone down, you know, before, because that's just not going to lead me where I want to go, I'm going to choose me. You get to this place one way or another where you say, now I'm going to choose forward movement, no matter how long it takes, no matter how fast or how slow I am, there's going to be forward movement. You know, this typical saying of, if you can't fly, walk, if you can't walk, you know, crawl, but whatever you choose, move forward. And once the INFJ chooses that forward movement, you know, the INFJ recognizes, oh, okay, there's actually an exponential curve here. There is a momentum here. The more I choose that forward movement in my life, the more I create a momentum, and the closer I get to living a life that is, you know, exactly how I imagined it. And so there's more and more abundance, so life gets easier, and so therefore things are moving even more rapidly than they've had before. And the last thing that happens once an INFJ finally chooses themselves is they finally feel excitement for their own life. So often as INFJs, we're waiting for that excitement to happen. It's like, please, I want to wake up tomorrow and feel excitement. That's the only thing I want. Then I would take action. Then things would change. But I don't feel any excitement about my life. It's actually, you know, going back to the first point of, if I choose myself, it's the opposite of excitement. It's boredom. It's, you know, settling. It's saying I'm giving up. And in order to really get to this place of being excited about our life, we have to go through those steps. So it really has to start with this boredom aspect in order to actually get exciting. Because then your mind learns that every single time you take a step forward in your life, you'll get a reward. Your life gets better. There's less toxicity in your life. There's more joy. There's more abundance. There's more connection. There's more life, period. And so we teach our mind that every single time we take a step forward in improving our lives and then sharing our gift and who we are with the world, with everything around us, we will get a benefit from that. And through that process, we actually teach our mind to get excited about, you know, taking steps towards our own life. Our mind gets the anticipation of, oh, I've done this before, and every single time I've done this, I felt great about it. So therefore, your mind is already triggering you, do something in your life, create the next step, create joy, create excitement, you know, create new results. And because of that, you start taking steps. So it's a self-fulfilling prophecy in the best way possible. And you will get to a place where you feel excitement for your life, and because of that, you take the next step. But it definitely doesn't start this way. And that is the most important lesson we as INFJs have to learn. We have to choose boredom first. We have to cut out all the possibilities of a quick fix. and then create that momentum that will then teach our mind to get excited about taking action towards creating our INFJ epic life. Remember, if you want some more guidelines, how that process works, how to, you know, choose yourself, how to accept your life, then definitely check out the free poster on the INFJ Epic Life Formula. And if you say, okay, I understand the concept, but now I want a little bit more insight, how to make that happen, what is going to help me to make, you know, real life changes in my life, then get the INFJ Epic Life audio guide. All the links you need in order to get the audio guide and the poster you can find in the links in the description. And if you want to watch another video now that is in alignment with today's topic, then check out the video you see on the screen right now. I see you in the next one. Bye, guys.